tuck under one arm. You have seen them marching past, I'm sure. They have somewhere to go, and wherever that place is, why, it needs them. And failing their dramatic arrival, it would surely cease to exist. Is my laughter cynical? Derisive? Do I sigh and remind myself yet again that truths are like seeds hidden in the ground, and should you tend them, who may say what wild life will spring into view? Prediction is folly. Belligerent assertion, pathetic. But all such arguments are past us now. If we ever spat them out, it was long ago, in another age, when we both were younger than we thought we were. This tale shall be like Tiam herself, a creature of many heads. It is in my nature to wear masks, and to speak in a multitude of voices through lips not my own. Even when I had sight, to see through a single pair of eyes was a kind of torture, for I knew I could feel in my soul that we with our single visions miss most of the world. We cannot help it. It is our barrier to understanding. Perhaps it is only the poets who truly resent this way of being, no matter. What I do not recall, I shall invent. There are no singular tales. A life in solitude is a life rushing to death. But a blind man will never rush. He but feels his way, as befits an uncertain world. See me then as a metaphor, made real. I am the poet, Galan, and my words will live forever. This is not a boast, it is a curse. My legacy is a carcass in waiting, and it will be picked over until dust devours all there is. And when my last breath is gone, see how the flesh still moves, see how it flinches. When I began, I did not imagine finding my final moments here upon an altar, beneath a hovering knife. I did not believe my life was a sacrifice, not to any greater cause, nor as payment into the hands of fame and respect. I did not think any sacrifice was necessary at all. No one lets dead poets lie in peace. We are like old meat on a crowded dinner table. Now comes the next course, to jostle what's left of us. And even the gods despair of ever cleaning up the mess. But there are truths between poets, and we both know well their worth. It is the gristle we chew without end. Anamandaris. That is a brave title, but consider this. I was not always blind. It is not Anamanda's tale alone. My story will not fit into a small box. Indeed, he is perhaps the least of it. A man pushed from behind by many hands will go in but one direction, no matter what he wills. It may be that I do not credit him enough. I have my reasons. You ask, where is my place in this? It is nowhere. Come to Carcanus, here in my memory, in my creation. Walk the hall of portraits, and you will not find my face. Is this what it is to be lost, in the very world that made you, that holds your flesh? Do you in your world share my plight? Do you wander and wonder? Do you start at your own shadow, or awaken to rattling disbelief that this is all you are, prospects bleak, bereft of the proof of your ambition? Or do you march past, sure of your frown? And indeed, that is a fine box you carry. Am I the world's only lost soul? Do not begrudge my smile at that. I too cannot be made to fit into that small box, though many will try. No. Best discard me entire, if peace of mind is desired.